producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, outside of the box of the United States into Canada we go in April. TMB, we're going to be traveling again.
We are. We're going to be up in Canada. It's going to be fun. Both of our ugly mugs are on the website now for Total Health Canada, which is kind of funny. You can actually look at it, but your eyes will explode if you look at the website. But no, it's going to be a good time, isn't it?
Oh, it really. I'm just thrilled, and thanks to Dr. Daryl Wolf, our good buddy, the Doc of Detox. He was also, of course, featured in a Global Quest, and he got a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Truth About Cancer event, and I'm just thrilled we're gonna get up there to our friends, because we got a lot of listeners in Canada.
We do. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of listeners up there, and we're actually, the entire family's coming with me. We're going to drive up from where we're at in Nashville. It's less than, I think it's 11 hours to Toronto, so we're going to drive up and all hang out together for a few days up there.
Wow, road trip to Canada. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I might have to meet you up there and just hang out and eat some munchies in the car.
You can meet me at Wally World, Griswold.
That would be great, man. Awesome. Well, links are up in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. We added the IAOMT, or about to, as well as the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology Conference in Orlando, and that's coming up, I think, also in February or March, very soon. Anyway, this first story, I thought we'd launch into this. This is about the, you know, lately we've been covering a lot about the gun issue because Obama just issued some more executive orders, and we've been worried or concerned about this whole mental health issue because we knew the angle would be utilized to abuse the power of government and to basically somehow remove you from your right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And because, TMB, let's be honest, who's going to argue to say, we want people with, you know, severe mental imbalances to have firearms? Because no one's going to say, oh, yeah, we definitely want that. But the problem is, who gets to define what a mental aberration is, for instance?
There you go. Who gets to declare that someone is mentally ill?
Mm-hmm.
Because in reality, there's a lot of people that would think that you and I are mentally ill because of the positions that we hold on supplements, that you can actually treat diseases with supplements and help the body to be healthy. I mean, that is a mental condition for a lot of people. So it's a slippery slope if the doctor now becomes your dictator. I love the way that Mike Adams put that. The doctor is now your dictator, and the doctors get to declare who's mentally ill. You know, I mean, you and I'd be at the top of the list for the psycho ward, according to a lot of doctors.
If people don't think that they're also on that kind of list, right? If you listen to this show, you're on that list, right? You're listening to unofficial stories. You are questioning the authorities. And that alone is, what do they call that? Oppositional defiance disorder. And we can't have you keeping and bearing arms. You've got ODD.
Well, you know, it's the same criteria that they use on the list of terrorists for the DHS. You know, we went over that list probably a year ago, and there's a list of 70-something types of people that would be a potential terrorist. And if I remember right, I was a yes on like 60-something of them. So I was a little disappointed that I didn't get all of them. But the reality is, if you are if you have a mind and you know how to think on your own and you've ever said anything that contradicts anything that those in power tell us, then you're on the list. You are a potential terrorist. You are potentially mentally ill. And then at that point, they can come take your guns or whatever else. You know, it's interesting. I was watching this yesterday on Fox News, and they said, well, you know, this is just common sense approaches. No one mentally ill should have a gun. This is just common sense. This doesn't expand anything. It's just common sense.
Isn't that interesting? Because Fox News is supposed to be what? It's the right-wing capital where they want government out of everything. Well, no, this is common sense. Obama's speaking common sense on this issue. You're right. Yeah. But this is the language Obama used yesterday, and I mentioned Jerry Doyle's monologue, which was brilliant on it, but we quoted him saying, we believe, we this, we all believe, and it's literally a programming language to get you, and apparently it worked at Fox News. When you can say, these are not the droids you're looking for, Fox News host will say, yes, these are not the droids we're looking for. So they don't have the most powerful minds there, but they do very well at makeup and teleprompter reading.
Yeah, they do. And you know what? They were towing the party line yesterday as well after the commander-in-chief, I use that term loosely, shed those crocodile tears and wiped them away. They said, President Obama got so emotional over these dead children. I'm like, really? I mean, yeah. I've seen two-year-olds that fake cry better than that. That was pathetic.
Well, let's hear Obama on mental illness. I think we've got some audio clips from the El Presidente-in-chief over this mental illness issue. Let's give a listen to what he has to say, and then we'll have some comments.
High-profile mass shootings tend to shine a light on those few mentally unstable people who inflict harm on others, but the truth is that nearly 2 in 3 gun deaths are from suicides. So a lot of our work is to prevent people from hurting themselves.
I don't think I believe him, because if he really doesn't like people who like the First and Second Amendment, in this case particularly, why would he want to stop them from killing themselves? Because it's only people with guns that kill themselves. So now he's changed it around. It isn't about shooting other people. It's about shooting yourself.
It's about protecting you from yourself. Look, the reality is somebody's mentally unstable and they're tired of life. You take a gun away from them, it's not going to stop them. I mean, goodness. So, you know, that's a straw man. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the reality is this is about eventually taking away guns. Now, how long it takes to get down that slippery slope, I don't know. I don't know that we'll see that in our lifetime. I pray that we don't. But that's where it's heading. And I don't know how long it'll take to get there. And, you know, Obama gets up yesterday and, you know, I was talking about this to Charlene last night, that how what a horrible fake crier he is. And she says, yeah, but, you know, you can't say that or else you're racist. You know, anything you criticize, you're racist. Well, look, I don't care if he's dark black or his current color, which is kind of a mix, or if he's white as the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I don't care what color he is. Those were fake tears. He was not emotionally upset. I mean, I was laughing when I saw that because there was no tear to wipe away, and he did it to both sides of his cheek. And I'm thinking, man, they need to really get him some acting lessons before he gives this next speech when he's trying to fake cry and he can't.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else he has to say on the mental illness angle to try and remove you from your guns.
We're going to ensure that federal mental health records are submitted to the background check system and remove barriers that prevent states from reporting relevant information. If we can continue to destigmatize mental health issues, get folks proper care, and fill gaps in the background check system, then we can spare more families the pain of losing a loved one to suicide.
Okay, we already have massive background checks if you're going to a federal firearms dealer, which everybody who's a gun shop, they have to have that. Background checks are there. Although you have private sales, that's a whole separate story. But the argument here is destigmatize mental health. What does that mean? The only official treatment for mental health is through psychiatrists. Psychiatrists use psychiatric drugs. They don't even talk to you anymore for the most part. And remember, you talked about a slippery slope. Flexner Report 1910, Obamacare 2010. 100 years in the making. They take the long view. And that's what concerns me. We might say today, there is no frickin' way they're going to be able to take the guns away from the people in America, particularly in Texas and areas like that. But if they're looking 100 years out, and they got control of the school system, how long will it be before the school system no longer teaches the Second Amendment? It doesn't exist. And, of course, few generations down the road, they look at that and go, yeah, of course, it's absurd that anybody should have a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reality is that one of the big problems is I'm a Christian, and I can talk bad about other Christians because I is one. And one of the biggest problems is the Christians that say, hey, if the government says we need to give in our guns, we need to just turn in our guns because we need to obey. And Romans 13 says you should do whatever the government says. And that's completely ridiculous. It's not what Romans 13 says. Chuck Baldwin has written a book on that. And the reality is if a lot of Christians would just get a pair, we'd be out of this problem.
Well, yeah, that's why that's another aspect of mental illness. They define it as if you have strong religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm definitely mentally ill from that perspective.
But isn't that interesting, though, if you have strong religious beliefs about science, you're okay. All
yeah.
good. You believe in the religion of science, you're
that's
fine.
Exactly.
You can have whatever you want. There's one more clip here. Again, this goes to the heart of no more doctor-patient client confidentiality. They're required now to report you, and the federal authorities will know in a background check whether you've seen a shrink or had a doctor say, I don't think I like his political views. He shouldn't have a gun. Let's hear what Obama says.
And for those in Congress who so often rush to blame mental illness for mass shootings as a way of avoiding action on guns, here's your chance to support these efforts. Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, interesting. He points out mental illness for shootings. Okay, we've acknowledged it. A lot of folks are acknowledging it. But what he fails to mention is that those shootings are they're being undertaken by people who are already on psychiatric medicines, the very treatment you want more of.
Yeah, it's odd that he says that for those people that want to associate these, you know, blame this on mental illness. Hey, you know what? It is the mentally ill a lot of times on these psychotropic drugs. They're committing these crimes. There is a direct correlation between those two. Now, does that mean we need to abdicate the Second Amendment rights for those that are deemed to be mentally ill? Well, no, because who's the one that's judging the mental illness? But the reality is a lot of these shootings are being done by people that are addicted to these psychotropic drugs. So why don't we look at limiting Big Pharma instead of limiting our Second Amendment rights?
Yeah. Well, I think if we talk about background checks for purchasing psychiatric medicines, so to speak, how about that?
How about background checks for the drug pushers and the drug manufacturers?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put them under the gun, and let's limit the amount of toxic, mentally incapacitating, putrid substances that they can allow us to put into our bodies on an annual basis. I mean, the amount of money that's generated from drug sales, from legal drug sales, over-the-counter drug sales, I mean prescription drug sales, not over-the-counter, but prescription drug sales, is mind-boggling. You know, the top 10 companies in the Fortune 500 make more than all the rest, and those are drug companies.
Incredible. Well, let's see. What other things should we have background checks for? I think you should have a background check before you see your doctor. Right? Because we got to think clearly if you're, let's say, capable of making good decisions. Because
yeah.
if you go
yeah.
see a licensed doctor today, they are likely to, well, now they've been given the green light to turn you in and you can't exercise your Second Amendment right. It's not a privilege, it's a right, and it comes from God.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, last hour we talked about, I don't know if it was a serious story, but saying how to keep your New Year's resolutions. They said drink beer because then you'll do more burpees. And I'm just wondering, if we have a resolution to eat more Chipotle, will we do more farties? I don't know. I just don't know where to go with this because they're just hammering Chipotle all the time. It's this. It's a mystery disease or ailment. It's a virus. It's a neuro this. It's a that. The CDC can't even come out and say what it is or where it came from. It is so suspicious, TMB.
Well, yeah, that's the odd thing is that the CDC has already admitted that this E. coli strain is not a strain that's normally seen in foods. So that begs the question, is this a case of sabotage? Has Chipotle actually been sabotaged since they came out so strongly against GMOs this last year and, you know, committed to being completely GMO-free?
Yeah.
Could this potentially be sabotage against them? I don't know. I don't have any proof one way or the other, but it sure does sound funny. You know, it sure is something sure is smelly in Norway when the CDC says this is not a strain that we normally find in food.
Now, I know this is only anecdotal, but have your kids ever gotten sick eating there? We've been fine.
If I had one closer, I'd go eat there tonight. I have no concern at all about Chipotle. But no, we've never been sick eating there.
No, but I think if you look at the article that we have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, there's a video that goes along with it. and it's always in the business section. And they actually put dots along this kind of, I don't know, it's like stock market looking trends, you know. And each time there was a report of a food poisoning, it shows how much the stock dropped.
Right.
And I'm like thinking that way. Look at how they're mapping this thing out. Is it as if it were intentional?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we know. I mean, you looked at other incidents in the past. We look at the stocks that were either bought or sold before 9/11, right? So look at these official stories, and let's determine if they're actually true or not. And the reality is, there's somebody that's always making money when bad news is spread out about a company, whether it's legitimate. If it's a legitimate complaint against Chipotle or it's sabotage, the result is the same with their stock. Their stock's been tanking. And yeah. So I'd like to see if there's any large put options put on Chipotle stock right before the news was announced.
That's an interesting thing. Start looking at insider trading scandals and schemes, of course. You know, the amount of money that's trading is ridiculous compared to what we knew stock prices years ago. But it also is indicative, and this is the CPA hat you have to wear now, Ty. This is the where did the inflation go? I mean, how is it that stock prices, you know, per share are like $450, $500, $1,000? I mean, isn't that where inflation went, at least some of it?
You mean into the inflated stock price? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is it based on earnings? I mean, even Chipotle, who's done pretty well, I mean, if we look at the prices of stocks, when we used to think stocks in terms of $10 a share, $30 a share was big time, $50 was outrageous, right? And now you've got $500 a share, $450 a share, $1,900 a share, and you're thinking, how did this happen? Did they just sell that much more, or something's going on?
Well, you know, used to a fundamental measurement of stocks was EPS, right? Earnings per share. Back around 2000, they stopped at even looking at earnings. I mean, there were stocks. All you had to do is come out, put a .com after your name, and you could instantly have a $15, $20 valuation per share, even if you never made a penny. So, you know, the reality is, the market's manipulated. I firmly believe that almost every stock on the market, unless you're looking at gold or silver stocks or metal stocks, which are completely deflated now compared to what I think they should be, everything else is inflated.
Incredible. And in the meantime, Chipotle's still getting hammered. There was a subpoena. What happened here? There's a court case in Simi Valley, California.
Yeah.
Just one location. They're going, what is there, some foul play with a norovirus there? What is that?
I have no idea. I mean, I saw this again on the news today, and they said, this must be something really serious. The feds are sipping in. There's some kind of a subpoena here. There's something going on with Chipotle. You know, the reality is 52 people have gotten sick on Chipotle in, the last couple months in 9 states? 52 people almost died from McDonald's today from the nasty food. Come on. I mean, 52 people in Nashville went home with diarrhea from McDonald's. Give me a break.
Yeah, and there's 1,900 locations now Chipotle has. 52 people over the course of how long is the time period? Again, life is a risky proposition. You go out to eat, you got to be careful. But it seems like this is a targeted hit on a company that said no more GMOs. And nothing is changing my mind there. TMB, RSB together again. Super D also with us. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box Edition. Every hump day we get together and have a good time. We got lots more broadcast healing to go. Stick with us because TMB and RSB are here until the end.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Ty, I've got folks asking about when next they get an opportunity to buy the series, A Global Quest. And I think I saw something that maybe in the spring, late winter, spring, it might go on sale again.
Yeah, we're going to relaunch the Global Quest in April.
Okay.
So we're gonna at that point they'll be able to get it for I'm sure we're gonna offer it for 50% off again. So okay. You can buy it now; it's available at full price. But I would wait until you can get it at 50% off in April.
Yeah, I was just telling you off the air. friend of mine, so my wife went to a friend of ours who's got a little clinic in town, nice lady, holistic nurse, and in the waiting room there, somebody was watching Doc Newsom, the interview you did with him for a Global Quest, on her phone in that waiting room. I was like,
that's
so
just
cool.
Too cool.
Yeah. So the people are watching. They're downloading it, and they want it. They want more. They want more.
Yeah. Well, right? they'll get more here in a few months. And in the meantime, you know, just continuing to plan out the year. It's going to be another blockbuster year, I think, for us with the Truth About Cancer. And we may be doing a live conference in October. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Sweet. That's going to be great. Looking forward to that. All right. So let's go to this cancer story, since we're on that bent right now. This is a United Press International story, UPI, interestingly enough. Some say United Propaganda International, but headline reads, toxins in skin bacteria help lymphoma cells spread.
But doesn't the mainstream tell us that anybody that says that we should detoxify is a quack? And now we see that those toxins that we shouldn't worry about actually can spread cancer cells? Wow.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Now, the thing about this is, as I'm reading this, they're arguing for more aggressive antibiotic therapies.
Mm.
Isn't that just like them? They're like, well, if the bacteria are harboring toxins, let's kill the bacteria. Well, wait a second.
Why don't we get rid of the toxins?
Did you ever consider that the bacteria are harboring the toxins because they're in your body and maybe they're trying to escape with them? Kill the things that are trying to help you, right? Of course, the microbes are all bad. They're all terrorists. We got to kill them, napalm them, and everything.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, here's something that's interesting, though, that when we started talking about this article, you know, with the Global Quest this year, I traveled to Riga, Latvia, and interviewed the guys and gals over at the International Virotherapy Center there, and they are treating cancer with a healthy virus, right? And so we're looking at, you know, you think of toxins, you think of antibiotics killing bacteria. Well, there's actually good viruses that help to treat cancer. And now here's what's interesting. That Rigvir treatment that I learned about when I went over to Riga, that's a non-genetically modified virus. But at the end of October this year, the FDA approved its first oncolytic virus therapy, right? Cancer-killing virus. It's called Imlygic, and the only difference between that and Rigvir is it is genetically modified.
Wow.
So I'm looking at it going, okay, well, that looks like good news. FDA approves a viral therapy, but it's GMO.
Okay.
So how is that going to affect the person long-term? I think it can't have good long-term ramifications.
Again, we come to unintended consequences and arrogant humans, if they're human. That's a stretch sometimes. They might be lizard people. The reality of these viruses, interestingly enough, I don't have this article in front of me, but I came across it recently, where they're now talking about the herpetic viruses, which are somewhat ubiquitous in the human species, that is, herpes viruses, from chickenpox on out to different things. And they're showing evidence that people who have encountered these viruses that may have them present in their body are less likely to manifest certain cancers, so that indeed the viral causation hypothesis of infectious disease or otherwise is wrong. Just like we said, the germ theory is very limited in its scope. It's like taking a very narrow band of reality and basically exponentially blowing it out onto all of reality. When you're looking at one little tiny bit of life itself and saying that's the cause, instead, you know, kind of like we said, you see a fire and you always see firemen, so you think firemen are the cause of the fire, right?
Right.
And that's kind of the assumption is being made about these viruses or even the bacteria, that they're the cause of disease rather than the result of disease.
Now, you mentioned herpes, right?
Yes.
So what's interesting about this Imlygic that I was just telling you about, that is a genetically modified herpes virus. That's what they're using.
Which means that they do know that these herpetic viruses may have a benefit in terms of suppressing cancer or not allowing it to manifest.
Yeah. Now, the only difference is that now Imlygic is manufactured by BioVex, and that's a subsidiary of Amgen. So it's a big pharmaceutical company. That's why I think that this is my assumption. That's why it's GMO. I can't imagine a pharmaceutical company putting out something that, like Rigvir, that doesn't have any side effects, that's non-genetically modified, that's actually a natural oncolytic virus. I would think that they've got to do something to it due to the patents, right? Because you can't take a natural thing and patent it. You've got to tweak it, genetically modify it, whatever else, so you can get the patent on it so you can make the money on it.
Yeah, exactly. So if we look at this article and we say, okay, there are toxins in the bacteria, a Sherlock Holmesian type of doctor would say, okay, why are the toxins there, right? Okay, we know bacteria is everywhere, right? You can't get rid. You don't want. In fact, in a healthy body, you have more bacteria than you have cells, and that's not just in your body, because in the gut that is true, but also on your body, which is why we don't want to just use harsh soaps everywhere all the time to wipe out the good flora that is part of your protective, let's say, barrier. But in this case, they identify toxins. They don't look to the source of toxins, because that might implicate them as the source of those toxins, the doctors and their prescriptions.
Yeah, you're right. And again, this is symptomatic of the entire medical industry. They do not look at causes. They just look at symptoms. And so they don't want to figure out what is the root cause. Because at that point, if you figure out what the root cause is of something, one of these diseases, then you know how to actually cure it. Mm-hmm. And the goal really is not to cure, it's to treat symptoms. Because that's where you generate the money. I mean, that's the business model. It's a great business model if you don't have a conscience.
Yes, well said. Well said. Now, let's see. Let's switch the gears a little bit, because we talk about guns to open the show. Firearms, right, to keep and bear arms.
And by the way, while we were talking about that, Charlene Skyped me, and she said that he reminded her of the kid on Christmas Story at the very end when he shoots his eye, and he shoots the BB gun and ricochets and breaks his glasses.
Yeah.
And he has to muster up some tears, and he says an icicle fell on his face, right?
Yeah.
That's what he reminded me of. Anyway.
Right, yes. No, we cannot take responsibility for what we've done. We just have to blame the bacteria, because, you know, bacteria, they don't have a lobbyist, you know, the lobby on their behalf. Stop killing us, because we're going to come back and eat you. That's what we're doing, creating Godzilla-like bacterial species. Now, in the gun control debate, because, you know, we talk about firing off weapons of mass destruction, of which chemotherapy is one big one.
Yeah.
What about this article on the Daily Caller? It talks about in 1 year, gun owners stopped hundreds of criminals and saved countless lives. Where's Obama recognizing that? He's like, no, it's only used to kill people or commit suicide. What about the protection of life, which is really a primary purpose here in terms of self-defense, defense of the family, defense of people who are would otherwise be victims?
Robert, that's not fair. Gun owners actually stopping crimes is not part of the debate. We're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, wait, am I on the wrong show? We on the wrong show?
Yeah, that's not... The only thing you're supposed to bring up is these horrific gun crimes. Isn't it funny how they call them gun crimes? I mean, the people committed the crimes. They used a gun. I mean, it's not a gun crime. It's a person. The person committed the crime. But that's all you see is these crimes that were allegedly committed by unstable gun owners. You don't see anything about the hundreds or even thousands of criminals that have been stopped by people that actually had a gun. And I was watching Judge Napolitano, and he said, you know what the solution is to this? I just love his succinctness. He says, more guns. He said, when these psychos come after you and you got a gun, they go somewhere else.
Right. In this article, it said, of course, 30,000 gun deaths a year, as they call it. 60% are suicide. So let's give Obama credit. Yes, there are suicides by guns, but if you remove guns, if people want to commit suicide, they'll find a way. That's been happening since time immemorial. 6% are gang-related, 3% are accidents, but the vast majority of the rest occur in these heavily concentrated, democratically controlled leftist urban areas. And this is a lot of gang warfare going on. These are not just average Americans that, you know, carry guns for self-defense. We're talking street wars, drug wars, turf wars, etc. And that is a whole different. When you take all of those things out of the equation, you find out that this gun death isn't really an issue. It really isn't a story, except that you want to disarm the American people. Why? Because you know the Second Amendment was not put in there for hunting. It was the last line of defense against tyrannical government. Go back. Read Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's exactly what it wasn't for hunting. It was for protection against the tyrants. And that's one of the things that Pastor Baldwin mentioned a few weeks ago when we interviewed him, was that the American Revolution would have never taken place without pastors and the guys up on Lexington Green there that actually pulled their guns to stop the British from taking our guns. So it's interesting, isn't it, that you see, you have this paradigm where today we're supposed to be pacifists, we're supposed to do what the government says, but in reality, this whole country, the reason that I'm mentioning this is I had a discussion last night with a man that said that since he's a Christian, that he doesn't believe in having guns and we should pray for God to protect us. And I said, don't you think God could have given us guns to help us protect ourselves? And I said, you know, what if criminals came in and wanted to kill your wife and kid? Would you just let them? He said, I'd pray for God to protect me. I said, you know what? I'd do more than that. I'd shoot them. But the reality is there's too many people that share his position.
Well, and that's what we talk about, the incremental approach that you slowly infiltrate the churches. You slowly infiltrate the education or indoctrination system to the point where people are trained to become pacifists. Now, we're not advocating violence, but the right of self-determination and self-defense is a right inherent by virtue of our birth. It doesn't come from government. Stop looking at it that way. And by the way, Representative Justin Amash, who I really appreciate and respect, he says, let's close, if you know, Obama wants to close loopholes about getting guns, let's close the big loophole that lets the United States sell guns to Syrian rebels that are ending up being used by ISIS and ISIL.
Hey, you know, what about, I agree with that, and what about the thousands of guns that are still unaccounted for that our government sent over in Fast and Furious? What about that? Why don't we try to start accounting for those guns?
Again, going into gang warfare, that's not discussed, it's not politically correct, it could be construed as racist, right? But stop these wars, and most of the wars are started by governments, not average folks that literally just want to live their lives, be left alone, care for their families, live a nice life. All right, we're going to continue to help you do that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, each and every week. Archives available right here at GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and also TalkNetwork.com. All right, we'll back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Congratulations to our friend Richard Thomas and the institution in Atlanta, R. Thomas Deluxe Grill, and the gang there. They just got their occupancy thumbs up from the governmental agencies. They got 100 plus, A plus, at R. Thomas because they had a fire there a few months back and they were closed. We went through Atlanta and we're bummed we couldn't eat there yet, but they're just now opening, I think, this weekend. TMB, we got to make an excuse to go back to Atlanta.
No doubt. We were bummed, too, when we went down there a couple months ago that we couldn't eat there. But, as I mentioned to you previously, we did go to Total Health Kitchen after that, and it was fantastic. But next time we're down in Atlanta, we'll definitely have to eat at R. Thomas.
Yeah, I scored on some organic Thai food, El Thai, when I was there visiting mom with my son. And so I got a little bit of good stuff, but we missed R. Thomas. So congratulations, Richard, on the reopen. We'll see you back there as soon as we can get up there again. Now, TMB, once again, we're going to be in Toronto, Canada together at Total Health 2016. Mm-hmm. I believe it's April 18th, 19th, and 20th, I think, in Toronto, Canada.
No, April 8th through 10th.
8th, 9th, and 10th. Thank you. 8th, 9th, and 10th. So early April. And hopefully it'll be a little bit of springtime going on up there by then. And looking forward to that and seeing the whole family. So if you haven't been to the Total Health Conference, whether you're in the United States or Canada or anywhere else, it's the biggest one, I think, in Canada of the year.
It is.
So come on out and see us. And also the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be there as well. Now, traveling, TSA. You have a TSA story because we're not real thrilled about the fact that they're trying to say you can't opt out anymore. There's some news about that, but the way they take care of kids, I don't like it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we don't fly with the kids. As much as it would be fun to be able to do that and for them to be able to fly in a plane, which is a fun experience, getting there is not fun. And I just saw this thing today on the news. It was a 10-year-old girl who had the audacity to leave one of those juice boxes in her in her bag as she went through TSA security, and it went off. You know, of course, it's over 3 ounces of liquid, so of course it's dangerous. So because she had this opened container of liquid that was over 3 ounces in her bag, they gave her a 2.5 minute full body pat down, and her father recorded it, and it was just totally disgusting. I wanted to crawl through the TV and beat the crap out of the person that frisked this 10-year-old girl this way. It was horrible. And I don't know how he didn't just drop the camera and go just clobber this person.
Where do they get their training? I mean, a kid leaves a juice box in and that requires an invasive pat-down? Really? I mean, that's the M.O. for a terrorist? Oh, we'll fake him out with a juice box and then, come on, man.
Well, I mean, that's the mentality today. That's the mentality. Everyone's a suspect, you know, right? I mean, you sent me this link over about a bomb squad. Let's go there because everyone's a suspect, right?
Right. Yeah, in Alabama, the bomb squad opens a suspicious bag, I think, at the post office. Like, what are you doing? What do you want to ship? And it's a suspicious bag full of hot dogs.
I guess
they're not used to seeing hot dogs in the winter or something. And it's true, we don't know really what's in a hot dog, so maybe there's a little bit of suspicion there.
If they're not organic, nitrate-free hot dogs, they are pretty suspicious. Look at those ingredients. You probably want to stay away from them.
Yeah, but they don't typically explode. Even ballpark franks, they don't explode. They plump when you cook them, according to that thing. So,
the only time they'll explode is if you throw them in a microwave. They will explode after a couple minutes. They'll pop, like boom.
Right, but if you're using your microwave to heat anything other than a hot pack, you're probably not listening to this show.
No. As a matter of fact, it's funny. We have a microwave in this house because it came with the house when we bought it, and we use it as a storage for our stevia and other hot teas and stuff up in the kitchen. And I was just talking to Charlene yesterday, and I said, wouldn't it be bad if I passed out and I hit the microwave button as I was falling and it put it on and caught all our stuff on fire? We were just having one of those funny joking times.
Goodness that didn't happen. We finally got out because most of the microwaves are built into houses now, and we're finally in one that doesn't have one. It was like, it's great. We don't even have an option for storing bread anymore, so who cares? It's all good. Oh, man, TMB, what a great outside the box. Always great to get together with you. I want to remind everybody the truth about cancer. The videos are going out. You guys are sending emails out with great updates and things, which is really a thrill. If you're not already plugged into that, we have links up as well in the show notes. And we'll keep bringing the healing wherever it's ready to be received.
Of course we will, because that's what we do. You know why?
Why? I don't know why. I'm scratching my head here thinking, is it because of hot dogs and bomb squads?
It's because we're against nitrate-filled, genetically modified hot dogs because we want to bring the power back to the people, don't we?
That's right. That's where it belongs. TMB, RSB,
right.
Super D, thank you all for being here. You tell them what they need to know.
They need to know that, remember, the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.